A little bit just about Rosh Chodesh being this evening. The halacha is that if we weren't to insert Yalla v'Yavo, if we would make a mistake and not say Yalla v'Yavo in our Shmona Esrei tonight, we would not repeat the Shmona Esrei. And that is a little bit strange because we know if we would do the same thing tomorrow in Shacharis or Mincha, we would of course repeat the Shmona Esrei, either because it's like we didn't daven at all. If you're missing Yalla v'Yavo, it's like the entire tefillah is deficient. Or even if you're considered to have davened, you missed a special edition of Rosh Chodesh, and that's enough of a reason to go back. Those are two different ways of analyzing why missing Yalla v'Yavo is a sufficient cause to make you go back and repeat the Shmona Esrei. But for whatever reason, when it comes to Maariv, that's not the halacha. So if we were to ask somebody, why should that be true? Probably the simplest answer is because Maariv isn't as important as Shacharis and Mincha. And that is itself a fair and factual statement. The Gemara in Brachos presents a machlokes hatanoim and then a machlokes amoraim about the status of Maariv. And we paskin that Maariv fundamentally was a rishus. It wasn't actually an obligation. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua against Rav Gamliel. We paskin like a Rava against Abaye. And that has all kinds of practical applications. You notice we don't have Chazaras Hashatz when it comes to Maariv. You notice when it comes to Maariv, we're not as careful about being Somech Geula Letzvila. We have a Kaddish that interrupts between the Brachos and the Shmona Esrei. So that would be probably the simplest way to think about it. We'll say we're not going to treat Maariv like Shacharis and Mincha. But the problem with that is that let's go to another situation of Yalla v'Yavo. Let's go to Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed by Sukkot or Pesach, you know, a person would forget Yalla v'Yavo in the Maariv of Chol HaMoed, they would in fact repeat the Shmona Esrei. So it really can't be a din in Maariv. It can't be because we don't treat Maariv like Shacharis and Mincha. That should be consistent between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. So we have to find a different approach to explain why on Rosh Chodesh itself, Shacharis and Mincha, we're going to repeat the Shmona Esrei, if we forget Yalla v'Yavo, but Maariv we're not. And the halacha is based on a special din in Rosh Chodesh. You don't find this by Chol HaMoed, it's not relevant to Chol HaMoed, but there is a principle in halacha in Mekadshenes HaChodesh Balayla. We all learned the Mishnayos of Rosh Hashanah not that long ago, in advance of Rosh Hashanah this year. So we learned the halachos that the Edim would come. This is when there was the Bezdin in the land of Israel, and they would come and they would testify, at least two witnesses, to seeing the moon in a certain position. And they would obviously have to see the moon, likely at night, but they would not be able to provide their testimony in Beis Din so that Beis Din would say, Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. That process, as Din, would have to take place during the day. And because we're not in Mekadesh, it's HaChodesh Balayla, the original form of Rosh Chodesh. Again, this week's Parsha, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodeshim, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So because Rosh Chodesh, of course, in principle, the day starts at night, like every other halachic day, like Shabbos, like Yantif, Vayerev, Vayivoker. But since they're in Mekadshen as HaChodesh Balayla, because of that, when it comes to Maariv of Rosh Chodesh, whether dealing with the first night of Rosh Chodesh, the second night of Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't make a difference because they would never really start Rosh Chodesh at night, historically speaking. So if a person would forget Yalla v'Yavo, again, the Chatchila should all remember it, but if a person would forget Yalla v'Yavo, we don't actually repeat the Shmona Esrei of Maariv. And that's really the difference. It's not really about Maariv versus Shacharis and Mincha. It's about in Mekadshen as HaChodesh Balayla, about the way that Rosh Chodesh actually works in halacha. So then you'll ask the following question. You say, if that's really true, that we don't really mark the beginning of Rosh Chodesh until the daytime, and that's why we repeat the Shmona Esrei by Shacharis and Mincha, so then something very funny just happened. We just skipped Tachanun. Why did we do that? It was Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why should we skip Tachanun? Again, in Mekadshen as HaChodesh Balayla, they didn't really start Rosh Chodesh at night. So what are we trying to have it both ways over here? And the answer is, yeah, we're having it both ways. But if you look in the Rambam says, no, when it comes to Erev Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, where it clearly starts at night, the Rambam says that Erev Rosh Chodesh, he says it by implication, right, that a person would have to say Tachanun. What right do you have to skip Tachanun when it comes to Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh? Ein Mekadshen es HaChodesh Balayla. We don't really start Rosh Chodesh when it comes to nighttime. It's true, retroactively, we knew that it was Rosh Chodesh, right, the next day from the night before. So some people are very careful to follow the positions of the Rambam, so they in fact say Tachanun, but we all just skip Tachanun of Erev Rosh Chodesh, because you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say Ein Mekadshen es HaChodesh Balayla and not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you forgot Yalla v'Yavo and at the same time skip Tachanun. So we're living in a little bit of an inconsistent world, right? You know, that's the way things are. So we've decided, like I said, to have our cake and eat it too. So if anybody would forget, nobody should forget, but if anybody would forget Yalla v'Yavo and Maariv in just a few moments, they wouldn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. And likewise, we were able to skip Tachanun during Mincha because we're still anticipating Rosh Chodesh, so we're having our cake in Mikachin Es HaChodesh Balayla, and at the same time eating it also by skipping Tachanun on Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh.